Bavmitzia Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmitzia Bavli, Daf Ayin Tes, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chafrov Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Haseiches HaChamor La'avi Chitim Ve'hevi Sa'irim Tvua Ve'hevi Tevin Chayev. If a person rented a donkey to bring wheat and he used it to bring barley, which was of the same weight, or he rented it to bring grains and he bought straw of the same weight, the renter would be liable. Kama Yosef Al-Masai Ve'chayev, how much must he add onto the load to then make him liable? Simchus Omer Meshem Rebbe Meir, Sar LeGamal, Ushloshes Kavim LeChamor. Simchus in the name of Rebbe Meir answers, a sar for a camel and three kav for a donkey. Now when we say liable over here, we clearly mean that if something happened to the animal because it was overloaded, then the renter would be liable to pay. Now the Gemara says, Tani we learned in a Baisa, Kama Yosef Al-Masai Ve'chayev, how much would he have to add on to the load to be considered liable? Simchus Omer Meshem Rebbe Meir, Sar LeGamal, Ushloshes Kavim LeChamor. That he simchus said in the name of Meir, a sar for a camel and three kav for a donkey. Kav lekasev, ushlosha sarim leegla, usfina lefi ma shehi. And if it was a person carrying on his shoulders, that would be an extra kav. Three sar for a calf, and for a boat, it depends on the boat. Shayara shenofla leagayis, mechashin lefi momoin, vle lefi nefashois. If a caravan of travelers was attacked by bandits who were coming for money, rather than to kill, if they agree to settle on a certain sum rather than take hostages, we'll calculate according to the worth of the people rather than the number of people. If they had sent a guide ahead of them, we calculate according to the number of people. And we don't change from the custom for a caravan, whether it's to pay per person or according to their worth. If a boat was caught in a storm and they had to lighten the load by throwing items off the boat, we calculate according to the load, according to their wealth, but not according to the number of people. But if one rented a wagon or a boat, we calculate according to the load or the people, but not according to their wealth. If a caravan of travelers was attacked by bandits, and one of them overcame the bandits and saved all of the money, each of them is returned his own money. But if he had told them that he's saving it for himself and they were silent, he receives all of the money because the owners had given up hope of ever recovering it. If donkey drivers were attacked by bandits, and one of them overcame the bandits, Hitzil le'emsa, each of them has returned their own property. V'mhisna imam b'veistin hitzil la'atzmai. But if he made a stipulation with them in Beistin, he receives all of the money. Hashutin shemachlo lehem mochsin machlo le'emsa v'mamu l'shem ploini machalnu ma shemachalu machlo loy. If partners were forgiven from paying by the tax collectors after one of the partners approached them to request it, each has returned their money. But if they were not first approached by one of the partners, and the tax collectors then said that they'd forgiven it for Ploni of a specific person, only Ploni will gain from it. Hagamayim ha-mukhsin tshuvasam kasha hari elu machzirin lemi shemakirin, or lemi shein makirin yasa mehen sochi sibor. It's difficult for the king's duty collectors and the tax collectors to do tshuva, to repent, because they often collect too much tax from people. They have to return the money to any person that they recognize that they overcharged, and as for returning money to those who they don't recognize, they should give the money towards communal needs instead.